Good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. My name is Lance White, and I am your host. I'm delighted to have Fred Burks with me tonight. Before resigning from the U.S. State Department in 2004 due to excessive secrecy demands, Fred Burks served for many years as a language interpreter for presidents and other dignitaries. He interpreted for Bush, Clinton, Gore, Cheney, and many other top officials of the U.S. and other countries. As a result, he has acquired important inside information and contacts. After receiving a wealth of eye-opening information on major cover-ups from a number of respected friends and colleagues, Fred was inspired to develop his website, www.wanttoknow.info. In October 2002, opening to divine guidance, Fred has dedicated himself both to getting the word out about the cover-ups and to inspiring others to help transform their lives and our world through love and empowerment. Fred has also helped develop and foster several inspiring communities and websites, including Moment of Love and the Transformation Team. Fred's deepest commitment in life is, I give all that I am into the service of all that is. So it's my pleasure to greet this remarkable man now by welcoming Fred to the show. Hi, Fred. How are you tonight?
Hey, Lance, and hello, listeners. I'm doing great, and it's great to be on the show with you.
Wonderful. Well, we should say hi to Liz Miller, too, as she's a mutual friend that might be listening tonight.
Yes, she's a wonderful woman.
Isn't she, though? I just love Liz. She's one of my all-time favorite beings of light.
And she's also hosted a program on PBS.
So. Yes.
That's great.
I'm trying to hook her back into the show again and see if she can't get another show going here, because I know a lot of people miss her shows. So she had the Otherwhere show.
Right. And then she took a trip around the world to all of the mystic sites.
Oh, quite my goodness. I'm going to have her on the show to talk about that. In fact, I'm going to write her a note right afterwards and get her back on the show. She's got so much to share,
mm-hmm.
as do you.
Thank you.
Speaking of people who have a lot to share, I'm going to try to touch upon all your websites tonight.
Okay.
And the work that you do. Now, this is a big task.
Uh-huh.
But I know that the listeners are really going to want to hear a bit about your time in the White House,
mm-hmm.
and what's really going on there.
Mm.
So would you mind kind of... I know this is you know, a lot to cover in a short time.
Sure.
Would you mind filling us in on that background first and kind of bringing us all up to speed with that? Because otherwise, we won't be able to clear the decks to get into the other stuff.
Sure. Well, first, let me just tell you that you know, I worked for the State Department for 18 years, from 1986 to 2004, and was a language interpreter in the Indonesian language. And it's not a language that is used a lot. And there's only maybe a dozen or a few more than that Indonesian interpreters in the State Department. But eventually I worked up the ranks and became their top Indonesian interpreter. And 1995 was the first time I was in the White House, and that was with President Clinton. And then that was actually the only time I met with him in person, though I interpreted for Albright and Al Gore and a number of other top officials during that period. And then with George W. Bush, the current president, I interpreted for him in person three times and then on the phone several times as well. And it's pretty amazing. I could just tell you briefly, you know, there's all of this protocol that goes around all of those meetings. And even though those meetings are considered secret, they don't generally discuss top secret things.
Right.
So actually the most revealing thing that I saw was in a top secret meeting that happened in the home of the president of Indonesia with the ambassador from the United States to Indonesia and a couple of other people. And I actually ended up becoming a whistleblower on that meeting because some of the things that were discussed were quite disturbing and clearly not for the good of the planet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you elucidate on that a little bit?
Yeah.
You got piqued my curiosity.
Okay, well, for anybody who's interested... particularly if you have a computer in front of you, if you type, I think I'll do this as I'm talking, just to check.
Okay, good. Let's do this together.
Fred and Wall Street Journal, I think, in Google. Let me just see if this brings it up. There was a front page in the Wall Street Journal on me. checking, you have to go down, but put in Fred Burks, B-U-R-K-S.
Okay.
And then Wall Street Journal, B-U-R-K-S. And then click search. Yeah, and then you'll see right there that you can actually go and read the article that I actually ended up on the front page of the Wall Street Journal in early 2005 because of my whistleblowing activity. So if you want a detailed report, go there. The short of it is, most of our listeners probably know that the government wants to promote terror to keep people in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And by keeping people in fear, they're much more willing to give their dollars to the military-industrial complex. They're much more willing to give up their power to the government so that they can feel safe and protected. And so this is a part of the agenda of many, and certainly not all, but some of the key people in government.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I saw was a clear example of that. Basically what happened is everyone knows about Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another group in Southeast Asia, which is sort of the equivalent of Al-Qaeda. And basically they had somebody that they wanted to make into an Osama bin Laden for Southeast Asia.
Oh.
His name was Abu Bakr Bashir. And so what happened at this secret meeting was the U.S. government put heavy pressure on the Indonesian president, and again, this was a very private meeting in her home, and asked her to secretly turn him over to the United States so that he could be sent to somewhere like Guantanamo.
Mm.
And so I was the interpreter at that meeting, and the thing is, the fascinating thing that happened, I should tell you, is that the president of Indonesia said no.
Huh.
And that was huge. When she said no, you should have seen the eyes on the Americans. Like, what? She's not supposed to say no. I mean, a lot of times the Americans kind of assume that, you know, they have this kind of power and the other countries are going to kowtow. But she said, look, this guy is too well known. He's kind of the equivalent of a Pat Robertson in the United States.
Most
people know is this fundamentalist Christian.
Uh-huh.
So he's a fundamentalist Muslim. But he does believe that there should be a Muslim government, not only here but around the world, just as Pat Robertson believes that all countries should have a Christian government.
Right, right.
But he is not known for advocating terror. You know, there's some suspicion that he may have been involved in some shady things, but he clearly is not the kind of evil terrorist that they were trying to make him out to be.
Right.
And I'm not saying he's a clean guy, but, you know. So anyway, she said, look, this guy's too well known. If he disappears, eventually people are going to link it to me, and it's going to hurt my position.
Uh-huh.
And so basically, the U.S. government response was, you know, they took a deep breath, and they kind of consulted for a minute. They said, look, there's an upcoming APEC meeting, which is the Asia-Pacific Economic Forum. And they said, and that was 6 weeks away, they said, if he's not turned over to us by the APEC meeting, there's going to be problems.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they didn't elucidate. They said, there's going to be problems. Now, you know, they talk a lot like this.
Yeah, right.
She understood what that means.
Right.
So. And she said, look, unless public opinion turns against him, I can't do it.
Yeah. Wow.
So the whole thing, you know, and the interesting thing is the press in the meantime is following Abu Bakr Bashir, and they're also joining, trying to trump him up to make him into some Osama bin Laden.
Uh-huh.
I was following this closely because, of course, I lived in Indonesia and know a lot about these things. So I was really, like, perturbed at how the press was trying to make him out to be some evil person.
Uh-huh.
And again, he's not a nice person, but he's no Osama bin Laden.
Right, right.
And they were all the time saying the U.S. government has never put any pressure on the Indonesian government around Abu Bakr Bashir, both before and after that meeting I in. And that was just a clear lie and manipulation. So anyway, long story short, I didn't become a whistleblower right away. I wait because that to me wasn't big enough to like have to quit. I would obviously have to quit if I did something like that.
Right.
I waited until I resigned because of secrecy and other problems in 2004. And once I resigned, I actually contacted some reporters and told them, hey, look, you know, this former presidential interpreter or this presidential interpreter is just quitting, resigning because of excessive secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
And the press was very interested in that story, and I ended up having a very good story in the Washington Post on my resignation.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who interviewed me said, hey, do you have any secrets you might want to spill? And I told him about that meeting.
Uh-huh.
And that started a whole chain of events that led to all sorts of things. including the Wall Street Journal article, and I ended up going to Indonesia testifying in an international trial, and it was very big news.
Oh, interesting. Well, that's not all you've been able to discover as well. You were in the White House. I was listening to a video, a metaphysical video that you did, and I remember hearing that you said that you were in the White House for 4 days during 9/11.
Well, I was in Washington, D.C.
You were in Washington.
Yeah, and I was at a meeting at the White House, I think it was 8 days after September 11th.
Oh, okay. We've all heard about the 9/11 truth movement by now, and many people that are high-ranking officials have spoken openly that they disbelieve that what happened.
Sure.
And we can't seem to get to the truth of the matter on this one. Do you want to talk about that at all?
I'll just say we have a whole section. If you go to wantosknow.info, which is by far our most popular website, we have a section there at the top of the page. On every page of wantosknow.info, you can choose between a number of topics. And you'll see one of the topics there is 9/11. And we have a fairly thorough section with very reliable, verifiable information. You can follow the links and verify everything we say. That shows very clearly that the government's story is a whitewash.
Yeah.
And there are many problems with it. We also have links that show some of the very top people, top Reagan and Bush officials who've come out and said it was an inside job, top scientists, including architects and engineers, top professors from academia, who've all have come out and said 9/11 is a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the media is only picking up on it a little bit. But what we do is every time somebody in the media picks up on one of these stories, we get it. We save the link. We print the story so that you can go and see. Oh, look at this. One of the most renowned theologians in the entire country has come out and said 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah,
may be reported on page, you know, B26, but it's at least reported there in the Washington Post, and here's the link, and you can go read it.
Well, and that's all on your website, which is www.wanttoknow.info, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
You know, and you also put out a newsletter that's called Peers. I get that one, and I didn't realize that you in that newsletter there are little vignettes of the latest stories, and I didn't make the connection that you were the one that was behind this website.
Oh, right.
And I wrote. This is so funny because I had listened to your shows with Liz, and I had just heard nothing but glowing things about you. And loved your work, and then you wrote me. I wrote you to see if you wanted to be on the show, and found out that it was you. So,
yeah,
that was really fun. And I have the utmost respect for this website. You have really created the gold here of solid the information that's backed up with links to the source documents as well. So you can come to your own conclusions about this. You can research at your own leisure.
Right.
And I'm telling you, yours is probably one of the most, if not the most reputable website on the Internet.
Thank you, Lance.
Yeah.
We actually do get a lot of emails. In fact, every week we at least get a couple emails saying, wow, I am so impressed with your website. And the reason people really like it is there's a couple things. One is we're very optimistic.
Right.
And I know a lot of people out there feel like, oh, my God, Armageddon is coming, 2012, and who knows, and there's going to be huge earthquakes and all this sort of stuff. You know what? I don't worry about that stuff.
Right.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. We roll with it.
Right.
What I know is that if every one of us comes together and does our own personal work on ourselves, which is what I think is the key thing, and then works together also to educate and inform everybody of what's going on, we can make the changes and avoid the major disaster scenarios that so many people are afraid of. So
Absolutely.
That's one, and we're really positive. Another is that we're very careful to only use the most reliable, verifiable information in the eyes of the general public.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, many of our listeners here probably don't trust the major media for good reason. I don't trust them either.
Exactly.
But when they report things that incriminate themselves, for instance, this article about this theologian or about, you know, Steve Jones, who's a very well-known physics professor at former physics professor at Brigham Young University, who's come out and shown clearly how the buildings could not have come down the way they said they did.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a media article there. He's been in several of the top media, Washington Post and several others. So the thing is, although people here may not trust the Washington Post, the general public does.
Right.
And when they read
right.
that it's this physics professor from a well-known university saying these things, they start to listen. So basically, you and most of our listeners know that the mass media is not doing its job.
Right.
So in a way, that's why WantToKnow.info was created. It was to take all the things that the media isn't covering, or is not covering adequately, is really what I should say, and compiling them in a way that people can see what's really going on and verify it for themselves.
Well, you know, it's even a little bit worse than that, I think. My own take on the media is that it's not only not doing its job, but it is completely been taken over, and it's doing the job that the inside, that those behind the throne want to do, and that is to spin the information and to direct us in a certain direction. You know, that if something's going on the left side, they throw something at the right, and all you see is the hypnotic reinforcement of what is, you know, what they want to get out there.
Well, I'll tell you, one thing to be aware of, Lance, is we see what we're looking for, and if you're always looking for that, that's all you will see in the media.
Yeah.
And I agree that the ownership of the media very much is in line with the power elite, with the ruling families that really kind of set the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, there are people at all levels who in some way don't agree with or are bucking the system.
Yeah.
And so there are cracks all through that edifice of the power elite and their plan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
so when
absolutely.
You start looking for those, even at some of the top levels, you can start to use that to shift. And, you know, some of our listeners may know about Stephen Greer, who's an amazing guy who's heads up the UFO cover-up and an excellent website there.
Yes.
And he is very well-informed and has deep inside contacts.
Oh, absolutely.
More than I do. I also have inside contacts, but he has some amazing ones. And he says even at the top levels that he estimates 40 to 50% now, particularly of the younger people in the power elite, are upset and not happy at how things are going.
Uh-huh.
And that's why you're seeing the neocons have fallen from grace. The neocons were being used for this certain agenda, and now people are kind of sick of them.
Well, that's really encouraging news. Another person that whose work I've recently become aware of is Richard Hoagland.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And his work with trying to uncover the NASA problems mm-hmm. and exposing what's going on there. And, of course, there's another one, Project Camelot.
Yes, Project Camelot's doing great work. I've been in contact with them.
Yeah, I had them on my show. In fact, they were Carrie Cassidy and so on.
Bill,
I can't remember, they're both their names.
Right.
They were one of the first people on my show.
Oh, great.
And since then, I've gone to their site and listened to some of their newer documentaries, and they're just amazing.
Oh, they're great.
I mean,
they do what the press should be doing. They hear somebody who has a great story, who's reliable, and they go out and get the whole thing on film.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're doing sort of the video version of what we're doing written.
I love it. I love it. So there are little cracks in, cracks that are, like you said, that are
cracks
opening
all
the
over,
light.
Really, I believe. I mean, I'm just seeing them.
Is there any of the mainstream media that you would tend to trust a little bit more than the others? I mean, are there
I can tell you, like, there's all these things going on. Like, believe it or not, ABC has, I think, the largest percentage of important people that can slip things out there that others can't.
Really?
Yeah, and, what's the guy's name? James Bamford.
Huh.
One of their former senior producers.
Uh-huh.
And he knows that he's the one who broke the Operation Northwoods story.
Really?
For those who don't know, Operation Northwoods, the government documents have been released now showing that they were planning to do all sorts of things, including terrorism in the United States, in order to provoke a war with Cuba.
The
top military generals, the chiefs of staff of the Pentagon, signed off on these documents that put in motion plans to create terrorism in Miami and Washington, D.C., in order to attack Cuba.
Wow.
So and James Bamford, an ABC senior producer, is the one who brought these documents out.
Wonderful.
So that's just one example, but they're all over. You know, in every major media, although, you probably know or people suspect, every major media has at least a few CIA agents, and most of the people don't even know that they're CIA agents,
mm-hmm.
who are doing their own agenda. But there are also these people who are really good reporters trying to do the right thing. And they're aware of these agents and others and know how to play the system, particularly the more senior ones.
Wonderful. Well, that's good news. I mean, it's encouraging because, we need to be able to focus on the positive.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as it's the level of fear that gets created that reduces our ability to think clearly and to act in a positive direction.
Right, exactly. And you know, one of the keys here is we don't want to ignore the negative. It's part of what's going on. I believe is that there's a huge shadow. The collective consciousness, in a way, has been trying to be too good and too nice and suppress the shadow side.
That's right.
When we bring the shadow up consciously and deal with it consciously, then we can work to reintegrate it.
Exactly.
And so, like, that's what wanttoknow.info and Project Camelot are all about. It's like, let's not ignore the shadow. Let's look at it right in the face.
Exactly.
But let's not get into conflict and make it bad and evil. Let's say
this
is what's going on, and we can transform this by bringing it into awareness.
Absolutely. You know, just by finding out what the facts are and opening our minds to just what is.
Absolutely.
Let's find out. Let's look inside the box.
Yep.
Let's see what the truth is, and
Absolutely.
Then we can deal with it.
Right.
You know, then we can move on once we've cleared the slate.
Mm-hmm.
But until we bring what's in denial up into the light of day, we are really stuck on a merry-go-round.
Yes, and you know, almost all of us have places, even within ourselves and our personal lives, where we're still in denial. I've caught myself sometimes. I'll have a thought that's zipping by that would have just disappeared, and that, because I'm committed to it now, I grab that thought. Whoa, what was that?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a way I was fooling myself, and I can look at that. So it's just as important to look at how we do it with ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
Look at how it happens in the world.
Absolutely, and that our lives we create at the level of thought, and once you start working at that level, then you see how... You have to be more responsible for your thoughts and, you know, because you can't just, you know, have thoughts of killing people or, you know, this and that and the other thing. You know, we all have sexual thoughts that we don't want anybody to know about.
That's right.
But sometimes they just come through our minds and you have to just say, okay, that's a thought. Let it go. Let it out the other side.
That's right. Rather than like just... Because you find if you suppress it, it actually gains strength. Often.
It gains strength, and then it reaches a point where it snowballs,
mm-hmm.
and that's when you have people lashing out and doing things like, you know, eating the bodies and
sexual weird stuff
going on and so on and so forth.
Well, I love your nickname, the Zany Mystic, because, you know, as you know, in mysticism, it's realizing that the external is a reflection of the internal,
mm-hmm.
and that they mirror each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when we learn to dance with that... Then we become really powerful creators.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You were saying that, you know, in your video that I was listening to just beforehand, that you know, one of the things that you realized about yourself was your arrogance.
Right.
And it was so refreshing to hear you say, you know, look, this was part of me. I mm-hmm. saw it, and then the more
it's still
I saw
a part of me, but I've learned to deal with it
exactly.
fairly well.
Exactly. You know, and another thing that was interesting too is your dad was a conspiracy theorist. My dad was kind of let's just say he was a dilettante. But one thing that I remember from my childhood was that when they used to get into their drunken discussions. He would inevitably say that the dollar was worthless, and that the Bilderbergs ran everything.
He knew that? Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty high level information for back then.
Yes, and I mean, I was a little kid, and this just kept going into my mind. The Bilderbergs.
I didn't learn about the Bilderbergs until like 5 or 6 years ago.
And then four or five, 6 years ago. Sure enough, it starts coming up, and I see it on Alex Jones' show
right.
with his bullhorn talking about, you know, the Canadians and, you know, so on and so forth.
Well,
so now
it's reported in BBC, and you can find the link and read the BBC articles on our website.
Yeah, absolutely. So this stuff is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It is coming out, and, you know, some people that I've had on my show tend to believe that we're in a period of time of... revelations or cleansing.
Yes.
Some link that to the Mayan prophecies
mm-hmm.
of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And that energetically we're raising our vibrations, that the Earth or Gaia is ascending. She's raising her level of being, her consciousness, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're really headed into a golden age of light and love.
Well, I'll tell you, I hear that, I support that. I don't focus on it. What I find is that if I focus on the present and transform my life continually, I'm already living in a golden age. I actually love my life. I have great friendships, great connection, involved in a great dance community, all sorts of things. And I'm living in the golden age already.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm telling anybody who wants to and is willing to look at this stuff and see, oh, this is, as you're saying, it's a what is. This is what's happening. It's no big deal. I know that we can all come together and transform this. No need to be in fear. The golden age is now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 2012 is great, but I'm more interested in now.
Oh, I agree with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you can't live for the future. You know,
right.
Life isn't lived in some future date. You know, that's what my grandparents did, saving up to retire. And they had plans on traveling to Machu Picchu and various other places. They were Masons, by the way, too.
Oh.
I remember reading about Stanley Hall, Manly Hall, not Stanley Hall, Manly Hall's books. They had the shelves of them, and, you know, I'd be bored as a kid, and I'd just leaf through them and look at the pictures and stuff.
Interesting.
So I kind of got a little bit of an education from that.
Well, one thing I should mention that you didn't mention from that interview, though my father was a conspiracy theorist, I rebelled against that because he kind of tried to shove it down our throats, and I became more conservative than my dad.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until years later when my eyes were open and my jaws on the floor, I had to call my dad and say, oh, my God, Dad, you were more right than I ever knew.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I tend to look at those people in the White House, and you said something really interesting that I hadn't thought of, and that is we tend to project or personify people like Bush and Condi Rice and Cheney and the rest of them as really being evil people.
Yes.
And you've mentioned in that interview that they're given an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get up, they're given a book.
Yep.
Basically, this is what you're going to do today.
That's right.
And they're really stuck in a nightmare job that really, they are not even responsible for what they do.
Oh, yeah, most of the time Bush hates his job. You know, I think I mentioned in that interview, a friend of mine was in the room when Bush didn't realize he was there, and Bush started throwing out four-letter words like, I hate this bleeping job. You know, it's like, I'm not going to do it anymore. And, you know, he's talking to Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell, who are trying to calm him down. Then he turns and sees my friends in the room. He didn't realize. I'm like, I immediately changes. Hey, how you doing?
And you know, that's a side that we don't hear about and that we don't see.
Oh, yeah, right.
Although,
yeah.
You know, I think that we have to say that some people, like, you know, perhaps Cheney, Rumsfeld, have a dark side that they're expressing, you know, that they might get some kind of enjoyment out of doing something.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying that. I think it's really important to differentiate between the behavior of people and their core divine essence, which we all have.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the mystic path, right?
Yes.
Every one of us is a manifestation of the divine, of the all that is. And so if you realize that, and when you can see that, even when somebody is acting in a very evil way, if you want to call it that, then you can really work to transform that person by stopping the behavior. It's really important. You go in and stop any destructive or disempowering behavior, but do it from a place of supporting the divine essence within them.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the real power is.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why, you know, it's funny because I don't have the time to tell my whole story, but I never even tried, and I got moved up the ranks and became the top Indonesian interpreter. And I knew the reason this happened very magically was because that's what I was supposed to do there.
Yes.
I was supposed to be there with these shadowy figures and seeing their divine essence right there while I'm with them. And I even, with my email list, had thousands of people joining me at one time and channeling in energy. Let's touch the divine core essence of George Bush.
Wow.
And invite him to open.
Wow.
Now, did it work? I don't know, but
and obviously, if you're in that position, there probably are other people, too, that are working, you know, at the highest levels, above what we can see or perceive.
That's right.
That understand about the spirit and that are there to help transform everything for the benefit of humanity, for once.
I think even Bush, there's a way that he really doesn't like the position he's in, and I'd have to go into all the details.
Yeah.
He is, one of the reasons he's pushing so hard is he wants to screw things up so that there's a backlash and, you know, that you know, he can just get out of this.
Really?
So, yeah, I really, and even, I think he's almost semi-consciously doing that. Cheney is not, but Cheney is helping to push things so far that it's just bouncing back. And look, you know, it looks like we might have an African-American president. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that an amazing backlash? The fact that he's even running for president is just astounding.
It is amazing.
And
it
I'm not
amazing.
Saying that he's not beholden to the war machine. You know, he is. But we're hopeful that, you know, kind of like along the lines of John Kennedy, that maybe he'll be a wild card. And
that's what I'm hoping.
Right.
That's what I'm hoping. They definitely edged Ron Paul out of the running.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I didn't think that he was going to have the kind of opportunity to express his views, but he did an amazing job.
Oh, I'm amazed. Yeah, the fundraising thing that he did, and the press couldn't help, especially when it's pulling in those kind of dollars, to actually report it.
Oh, yeah. And he's opened the door, and that door will never close.
Oh, yeah.
And he's shined a light, and I'm hoping that even though Obama definitely works with the Trilateral Commission and so on and so
mm-hmm.
forth, they're not all bad guys.
No, they're not. There's some great people in the CFR, for instance. One works closely with David Ray Griffin.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, the few times I've heard Brzezinski talk on the television, of course they're saying what they want us to hear, but some of the people sound pretty smart. You know, they know what they're doing.
Well, and some people change, you know, and sometimes it's hard to know. It's like, are they playing a game or are they actually having some shift? I know.
Exactly.
You know, for instance, there was a famous lawyer in Miami who had a near-death experience. He had been protecting drug lords.
Really?
And bribing judges left and right. He had a near-death experience. The next thing you know, he came back and he went to the government and said, look, I realized how crazy and stupid I've been. I want to work with you. He brought a microphone in and bribed 12 judges, federal judges. Brought them all down.
Wow.
And this is what I'm saying. So, that, you know, don't always assume that somebody, just because they've had bad behaviors, that they're always going to be that way.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of mine believes that when Bush had his choking fit in 2002, he had somewhat of a near-death experience.
Yeah.
And it really shifted him.
Wow. And, of course, Cheney's been on the table a few times with his heart.
Right.
You can't tell me that doesn't make you think about your mortality and what you're leaving behind.
Right, because Brzezinski clearly in the past was part of the powers that be. I don't know. I've watched his stuff, and I'm just like, wait and see.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
As far as where he's at. But.
Me too. Me too. In the meantime, I don't give any of them the benefit of the doubt. I just
right.
assume
it's better
the
to
word.
Be cautious. Absolutely.
And as you said, it's about empowering ourselves.
Yes.
That we have the power.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, you started two other websites that I wanted to touch on while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
One that I started doing myself. I started doing your transformation website.
Oh, great. That's the one I'm most passionate about.
Well, let's talk about that. It's
yeah.
www.transformationteam.net.
Yeah.
And I read through that. If you listeners, put your screens on to that website now and look at this right now, because this is very important stuff. This is a conscious community in action. I took lesson one yesterday.
Oh, great!
And watched the video on the children. What was that?
Oh, Challenge Day.
Oh my God!
Is that amazing or what?
I was in tears.
Oh yeah, me too. I've watched that at least 8 or 9 times. I still get in tears every time I see it.
It is so amazing. And
yep.
you know, what's happening there is very reminiscent of some of the stuff I did in the 80s. I did the ESTA training a long time ago.
Yep.
And then I did the 6-day, which was a remarkable experience.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely remarkable. And Werner had it right. You know.
Well, let's say that for some people it really didn't work and they
right.
became disaffected. And so EST has a pretty bad name. The powers that be clearly did not like them. But they also had some powerful stuff.
They did. They
and
did.
So,
and a lot of that
don't
stuff.
Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Exactly. Exactly. There was a lot of good stuff. There was some bad stuff in there, too. But,
right.
you know.
And,
but again,
several friends had their lives changed through EST.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've done Landmark Forum, and although I can tell you the parts about it that I clearly don't like,
right.
it's powerful and transformative, and if you go in with a discerning mind, you will get some powerful information that can help you to transform your life.
Yeah, absolutely. So your Transformation Team site, tell us a little bit about how you started that and what are your goals out of that. Like I said, I'm on day 2 now,
mm-hmm.
so great. I'm going to go through the whole 21-day process.
Awesome.
And I'm looking forward to every moment of it.
Yeah, well, I think you'll be really excited. The reviews we have been getting have just been tremendous. In fact, at the top of any page, you'll see on the top right, there's a link that says appreciations. And you can go read about some people, they say the course has just changed their lives.
Wonderful.
It's really exciting. So the reason I'm so excited and passionate about it is, like, this is a culmination of everything I've been working on for years.
Mm-hmm.
because in a way I've felt kind of bipolar, that I have the want to know that InfoSight, which is all about revealing the shadow and how
mm-hmm.
we can work with the shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've had these other websites like the Web of Love, weboflove.org,
mm-hmm.
Moment of Love, Global Community for All. These websites are all about love and empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is that many people, particularly, for instance, in the New Age movement, they don't want to look at the shadow stuff.
Right.
And
right.
I don't want to force people to look at it, which
right.
is why we have these websites that are pretty much kind of light and love oriented.
Right.
And they have some dark stuff, and anybody who's interested, they will find there'll be links to wanttoknow.info. Just as on wanttoknow.info, there are links over to the others.
Yes, yes.
But basically, we're dealing with two different populations. One, those who are open to sort of the shadow side and working with that, and the others are ones who want to work with love and light.
Exactly.
What I'm most excited about is the people who are willing to embrace both.
Yes, yes.
And that's what the transformation team is all about.
Well, that kind of sounds like the merging of the male and female side,
yes.
the right and left half of the
Absolutely.
Brain.
Absolutely.
And when you close that circuit, you're actually creating a circuit that opens you to higher possibilities.
Yes, and you become more holistic in
yeah.
your being and in your approach.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
So the transformation course, just so people know, there's several introductory pages which tell you what the transformation team is all about. And then you get into the course, which has 21 lessons. The lessons generally alternate between highly inspirational, empowering materials and then cover-up materials.
Mm-hmm.
Which are saying, like, look, here's what the collective consciousness is causing to happen on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic perspective is that the collective consciousness of all of us
mm-hmm.
is what creates our reality, and then each of us interfaces with that collective consciousness. And so there's basically that viewpoint in
mm-hmm.
the course, and it always brings it back to, okay, what am I doing that could actually be causing some of this going on, both
mm-hmm.
on the really empowering stuff and the disturbing shadow stuff.
Now, in that shadow stuff, there's information that I've been receiving about chemtrails lately.
Mm-hmm.
And are you familiar with those?
I'm quite familiar with the chemtrails issue. I don't claim to know what's really going on there.
Okay.
I certainly have some suspicions, but I have not. That's one of the few areas where there's so much going on, and my guess is that it's much more than one agenda.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And, in fact, I suspect that there are even some people who are trying to stop global warming with some of that stuff.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And, you know, and I know global warming itself is an issue some people don't believe in, but, you know, it's not black and white.
No, it isn't, and nothing really is anymore.
Yeah, conspiracy theorists tend to want to see, you know, there's the evil them, and then there's the good us fighting against them.
Mm-hmm.
But that mentality itself creates division.
Exactly. And aren't we moving out of duality and
yes.
beyond duality?
Well, those of us who are choosing to, yes, we are, and, you know, it's a
yeah.
choice.
Yeah. And, of course, those who are promoting agendas which cause further divisiveness
mm-hmm.
and fear are simply going in a direction that we don't have to go in.
That's right.
You know,
and this is the hope that as more and more people begin to embrace all parts of ourselves, those who are running on the old polarization agendas are going to become more sequestered in these little pockets. And, yeah, they might be fighting each other, but it's not going to have the global effects
mm-hmm.
that it's been having. The amazing thing that people don't really realize, for all the terrible stuff that's going on in Iraq, in Vietnam, 58,000 people died. We had hundreds of thousands of troops.
Mm-hmm.
The scale of Iraq is like about one-eighth the size of Vietnam.
Yeah.
So for all that, I wish we were not there at all. Like, hey, at least not so many young men are getting totally messed up as happened with Vietnam.
Yes, that's true. There's some deep depleted uranium issues going on.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not saying that there's not some really dangerous stuff going on out there.
Yeah, but you're right.
I think it's great to be really cautious, but don't be suspicious and paranoid. When you're suspicious and paranoid, you bring in that stuff.
I think what people are really concerned about is that, number one, we shouldn't be having to kill anybody.
Sure.
You know, I mean, the taking a human life is goes against the grain of any of us.
Right.
Because that person is us.
Right.
We're all the divine essence manifesting on Earth. So when
Absolutely.
We're, you know, there are no enemies.
Right, and this is what's exciting. See, I love talking with people like you, Lance, who come from a mystical background. I don't normally go into this. Like, I want to know we don't do this at all.
No, right,
but
right.
the transformation team is all about that mystical perspective, In fact, for people who don't have a computer and haven't looked, right on the front page, first thing it says, have you ever felt one of the main reasons you are here is to help transform our planet to a new way of living based on love and empowerment? And the second question, do you recognize that there is a divine essence in every person on this planet? And that as beautiful manifestations of the divine, all people deserve our love and support to be the best they can be. So this website is clearly not for everybody. A lot of people are going to read the gap and go, no way, I'm out of here.
Right, right.
And we want that. We want what we call natural filters.
Yeah.
We're not saying you can't come in, but we set things up so that we want to attract people who come from an openness to the beauty and divinity in every being. And by supporting that, we can have really powerful transformation.
I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. I really do. And like I said, I can't wait to get through. Well, I'm not going to rush through these lessons. I've done two.
Oh, yeah. Many people have said, I'm going to do it in 21 days. We ask people not to do more than one lesson a day. And very few people do it because there's some really material that will shake you up. And not only that, it will really make you think and you'll want to sit with it and go, okay, what can I do with this information?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some of it is really great personal stuff. And this is where we've had some great stories. I mean, had three people that said something effective, you know, you saved my life or you played a key role in saving my life. This is the direction I was going and here's where I'm going now. And, you know, this is not like a savior program.
Right, right.
The key thing is it's all about coming back to personal responsibility.
Yes, yes.
And when each of us is willing to look at how we play a role in everything that happens in our life, how we interpret what happens to us.
Yes.
That's what makes a difference.
That's absolutely right.
So, you know, one person has, you know, a divorce or loses a job and they're miserable and they hate the world and they just, you know, carry this grudge. But another person who's empowered and knows how they play a role in everything goes, okay, this happened. It's a drag. I'm not going to deny my sadness, move through it. But then they're ready to go on and become a powerful creator.
Yes.
So the same experience happening to two different people is completely different. It's like they live in two different worlds.
Yes, it does seem that way. And, you know, it seems to have something to do with the level of our ability to awaken.
Yes.
And, you know, there are a lot of people that are here that incarnated at this time to help create that shift in consciousness. And some of those people, according to, you know, people that I respect and admire, haven't awakened yet.
Yes.
You know, because we are spirit, and when we incarnate, we go under the veil of forgetfulness. And
that's right.
You know, we understand before we come here that we might forget what we came here to do.
Absolutely. And in fact, if you read the Fable of Transformation, which is the second page on Transformation Team website, it's all about that.
Oh, yeah.
That there's this whole team, basically, when a planet starts going into severe crisis, which is happening on the Earth here, sometimes, which is what I believe happened now, the collective consciousness sends out a call for help to the universe.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And there's literally a team made up of millions of souls, I believe, from various planetary and star systems who come together when a call goes out like that, and they're called the Transformation Team.
Yes.
They come in, and many of them incarnate into human bodies to help, and they agree to forget where they came from.
Yep.
And as you said, some of them still haven't awakened, which is part of what this course is for.
And that Transformation Team can come from all different parts of the galaxy.
That's right.
And different levels of consciousness and
absolutely
different dimensions and densities. And so,
and some of them are not incarnating and are working as spirits.
Yes.
In indirect or direct ways with people on the planet to help forward this transformation.
And then we have star beings and people that are, you know, that are coming in and out of dimensions through ships.
Oh, yeah. You know, once you start understanding the dimensional shifts, then you start seeing that, oh, this world is much more fluid than solid.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, people think, you know, the solid world around them is the most real thing. And the more you expand, the more you're like, wow, that's just a surface illusion.
Yes, yes. And like you said, it gets really exciting when you start to see the multidimensional levels that we operate at.
Yeah.
And that, you know, there is more than just the dark side.
Right, and I want to acknowledge it can get scary, too. I remember when I first started really getting that, what if in some way I really do create my entire reality, that was a really scary thought. It's like, oh, my God, you mean I'm creating all of this? So I want to acknowledge that it can be scary to move into those places. And, you know, I don't believe each of us literally creates our entire reality. It's a co-creation of all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
But each of us creates our personal life. And every emotion that happens, you may think something causes you to feel an emotion, but you have some choice.
Yeah.
In how that emotion comes up and how you deal with it.
Yes.
And we have
right.
much more choice than most people believe.
Yep, absolutely.
Which is part of the thing I think the transformation team came here to help people to see.
How many people are involved with that transformation team now? Is it growing rapidly?
It's not growing as rapidly as we thought it would. We have about 200 people involved right now, and almost 100 have finished the course, and then we have a community portal. Once you finish, we have an awesome networking site. You can't see it because you have to have codes and permissions to get in there.
Well, you'll see me there in about 30 days.
Right on. Yeah, I think you'll really enjoy it. There's some great people in there.
Well, I felt really called to do this. You know, it's not like a lot of this material is going to be familiar to me, and some of it won't be.
That's right.
But it's a discipline to make a commitment to make a difference.
Right. And what we're hearing, you know, because we have a number of people like you who are very well educated of everything that's going on in the world. There will be a lot of stuff that you already know, but I think you'll really enjoy the framework in which it's presented.
Yes.
And this is what we've heard. We have comments from people say, you know, I knew all this stuff, yet the way you packaged it really helped me to integrate my own knowledge in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, So far I am, and there was a video that starts out about, you know, everybody has a heart and everybody's connected to the heart. And, you know, it's a very moving video, and it didn't
occur to me. Is it
Every
One of Us? Is that the one you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Is it the one that it's in Every One of Us?
Yes.
Yes.
And at first I thought, oh, this is going to be kind of schmaltzy, but,
it
you
is
know,
a little bit schmaltzy.
You know how the mind works.
Yep.
But then I thought about it, you know, and everybody does have a heart, and
yep.
no matter how dark that heart gets,
yep.
it's still there.
Yep.
It's still there, and like you said about Bush and some of the people, that they're just playing their roles, and perhaps on a higher level and other levels, those roles are the most difficult ones to actually
absolutely. I do believe that there's a way that, you know, between lifetimes or something, to say, okay, who's willing to play George Bush this time? Who's willing to play the devil role? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a valid choice that somebody has to go in and play to help us see how we're denying our own shadow.
Yes.
And it's the denial of the shadow that makes it strong.
Yes, yes.
It's the part of us that wants to avoid all this stuff that then, in a way, abandons that and pushes it away and allows it to go crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And then it becomes secretive and it starts
yes.
hiding out. And then it becomes corrupt, and it does nasty things to
right.
bite us in the ass.
Right.
You know, and we've been throwing bones over our shoulders for hundreds and hundreds
yes.
of years, maybe thousands of years.
Yes.
And, you know, there might be some ET presence that's contributing to some of that.
Yes.
We will save that that discussion for a future show.
Right.
But there are also positive ETs that I believe are helping us to...
Oh, and there's all these higher dimensional beings.
Yeah.
All this stuff going on.
Yeah, in fact, the show after me, Jim Gilliland has a show.
He's great.
Yeah, and his show is wonderful. In fact, after my show, I always get back on and I listen to it because it's just so enlightening and
he's
loving.
Awesome.
And he talks about the ships up there at his ranch and so on
yep.
and so forth. So, you know.
Let me mention this because I think some people will be really interested. For those who are interested in sort of my own personal... what would you call it, suspicions about what is really going on in the big picture. Interpretations, not really suspicions.
Yeah.
If you go to wanttoknow.info,
okay.
and at the top of the page there's a line of subjects, and on the far right it says other.
Okay. Oh, I didn't see that one.
Right. And so the other one, interestingly enough, has some really cool stuff in it. For instance, the whole UFO cover-up. Most people aren't ready for UFOs.
Right.
So we put that in a more hidden place. It's under the other category.
Oh.
And we have a whole huge UFO section that has great stuff in it.
Oh, all right.
But the thing I wanted to mention here, if you go to that other category, place the cursor over it, a drop-down menu comes out.
Yeah.
Go down two to concise summaries.
Okay.
And you'll see a list about seven summaries comes out. The second to the last summary says speculation by Want to Know founder.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh,
so
all right. I'm doing that right now.
I wrote in pretty detail what I think big picture is really going on, including the mystical perspective.
Oh, good,
including
good.
UFOs and all that stuff. And
wonderful.
I've got links that people, even though some of these links are not as reliable as some of the other information, I call it a speculative interview. That's right. That's the best word.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't have proof of a lot of this stuff, but I have lots of evidence, and I have links directly to a lot of that evidence so that you can see.
And don't you feel that a lot of us that are empathic, intuitive, that are connected more psychically, that that we get information from higher realms,
yes.
and that we tune into it. We start getting into that frequency, like the dolphins, for instance.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that they're probably very highly advanced beings.
Yes,
here.
They're telepathic.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff like that that you know. People have tended to poo-poo, but I think that
The more you open to it and the more you believe it, the more it happens.
Yeah, yeah. And quantum physics is starting to actually look like magic.
It's so funny how quantum physics is becoming very mystical.
Yes, isn't it?
You know, it's really, you know, and they're saying, wow, it's our perception that determines what happens.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
That's what it's really showing a lot.
And now they're talking about there are probably at least 10 dimensions that they can, you know, that they can know of.
Right.
And, of course, we've got the CERN particle accelerator going on over there that's about to start up any day now that might create a black hole.
Right, yeah, I've heard about that.
I heard about that one.
Yep.
Well, if it does, maybe
if
we'll
get... If it does, maybe we'll have a great ride.
Yeah, won't it
Who's
be fun?
Who's willing to dive into the black hole? You never know where you end up.
Yeah, and you know, I that's kind of become my attitude lately, is that no matter what Earth changes hit us, that there is a divine presence that is guiding us in the right direction and that loves us, and call it what you will, but that this is a ride.
Right.
And so if there's a war that goes on, or if, you know, something happens that's negative, this is all geared towards waking us up.
Absolutely.
And getting all of us on the planet to work together.
Well, see, this is, you know, a lot of people can't hear this message, but for those who can, I think most of your listeners can.
Yeah.
This is what we came here for.
Yeah.
It's like the more we open up to it, the more it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You and I, Lance, this is the listeners may not know that you and I have never connected before except a few emails.
Right, right.
And I'm just feeling this resonance with you. It's like, yes, yes, yes. And this is happening all over the place, and I'm sure some of the listeners are having that same experience.
We're
coming together.
Yeah.
And each person coming together strengthens the field tremendously.
Yes, 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 absolutely. And in a sense, it creates kind of a golden thread that weaves throughout everything, and pretty soon you're connecting to other golden threads, and you find these most wonderful people in your life.
Yes, it creates a web around the planet of all of these threads interconnecting.
Yes, and I think that web is going to take off someday.
Oh, it already is. It's not just someday. I'm telling you, I have some friends who work very consciously, and I do too, with that web. And in fact, the Web of Love is all about that. If you go to weboflove.org,
great segue.
Now I'll tell you, the Web of Love does not come from a purely mystical perspective, but you'll see, it's that same message.
Yeah, yeah.
When we connect with the hearts, the divine core of every being on the planet, we can strengthen this web and create magic. I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So it's an exciting time to be alive.
Oh, yes, no question about it. No question about it. I'm going to just kind of let you talk about whatever you'd like to leave our listeners with before we have to end, and then reiterate your website so that people can know where to go.
Sure.
So is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with to empower them in their daily
lives? Yeah, the one thing that's a little bit hard on radio interviews is, like, there's so much we want to talk about, so many exciting things, that something that gets left out sometimes is the power of silence.
Oh.
And, you know, of course, on the radio, we don't often like to have much silent time, and I'm not saying that we need to do that, but I want to just, you know, invite people, spend some time slowly going inside of yourself. And what I find, slowing and deepening my breath, opening to connection with all beings as I do that, it's a powerful practice. And just invite people to really value the times of silence. With this 2012 thing, many people think, oh, we got to do, or else this, that. It's not about that. It's now.
Yes, yeah.
And move into that silence of now, and things start transforming, and you realize you don't have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah, very nice. And turn off the television.
Yes.
Disconnect from the Matrix. You know, I still have a little bit of an addiction to it, and, you know, I try to keep it off most of the time.
There are some good programs. I mean, I agree in general. We actually don't even have a TV hookup. But that said, There are some awesome programs, for instance, on the Internet. There's so many awesome documentaries out there, like Project Camelot and others. Let me just, you mentioned going over the website. So I'll just give you the important ones.
Okay.
So the one for those who really resonate with what Lance and I have been talking about here that's most exciting is the Transformation Team, which is simply transformationteam.net.
Yep.
And, in fact, if you Google Transformation Team, it's usually first, second, or third, and it'll come up there.
Good.
The one about the cover-ups, which is coming from an optimistic viewpoint but presenting some deep, hard-hitting stuff,
yep,
is wanttoknow.info, and it's just the words wanttoknow.info.
And people can subscribe to the newsletter, which has little bulleted items.
Yeah, the newsletter has some pretty powerful, wonderful stuff, and it's mostly about cover-ups, but it also has some inspirational material.
Yes, it's wonderful. And then the other site?
The other one that is, I think, most along these lines is weboflove.org.
Okay.
weboflove.org.
Wonderful.
And that's all about, you know, connecting through our hearts with all beings and creating that web that we were talking about, the golden thread between all people.
Well, Fred, what a wonderful time I've had with you.
Yes.
And our listeners. We've all shared this time together.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't thank you enough for being with us. And I'd like to have you back. And I promise, as I told you, I will have you on earlier the next time so you don't have to stay up so late.
Oh, no. Actually, it's only 8 o'clock here.
Oh,
on
good.
On the West Coast.
You were worried that it was going to be a little bit late.
Oh, I don't remember.
Somebody was worried about it. Well, we're not worried now.
Oh, because it's a Saturday. That's the only reason I thought it might be going out.
Oh, that's right.
Not going out.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I hope that you'll come back and share more with us because there's so much to talk about, and you're a wealth of material, and you're an inspiration to us all.
Thank you, and I just invite everyone to remember that we are already connected. Every one of us, we're already connected. Feel that heart connection and let it grow.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.